Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Jay Baer back on the show. Jay has become a great member of our Brain Trust. He's been joining us now for a while, and he's an expert in the area of putting your best foot forward in the marketplace. And he's the author of Utility, Y-O-U-tility, Why Smart Marketing is About Help, Not Hype. And I completely subscribe to that idea. Jay Baer, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, my friend. It's fantastic to be back on the Jim Blasingame program.
It's good to have you back, Jay. Hey, we're going to talk about Facebook. And about 6 years ago, when it looked like social media, when social media was really becoming, the jury was still out on whether it was going to be a fad or a craze. In those days, I said, it is a fad right now, but it's not going to stay a fad. It's going to become a craze, and it's going to stick with us. But I also started calling myself the social media heretic, meaning I said, guys, use these platforms to your benefit. But do not count on them. Do not expect them to be your friend. And whatever you do in your business with customers on Facebook, on Twitter, on any of these sites, make sure that you migrate those people over to another universe. So that if they ever do leave Facebook, or Facebook leaves them, or whatever happens, you don't lose those people. What do you think?
Oh, I completely agree. The problem that a lot of people find themselves facing today is that they have built a house on rented land. They have created this community of customers and fans and potential customers on Facebook, and Facebook has now sort of changed the rules of the game, which is certainly their right to do. It's their company. And now all of a sudden you're like, wait a second, this is not what I thought we were going to do, but you don't have the ability to connect to those people directly. And I completely agree, Jim, that strategically what you want to do is use Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or Pinterest or anything else. Use those as outposts to get people back to your home base, whether that's your own website or your own email list or something that is real estate that you own and control.
And folks, that's in my book, I devote a whole chapter just to what Jay just said.
That's right.
And chapter 17, social media arose by any other name, and it's all about using these guys, abusing them, but don't count on them. You know, there are two areas, Jay, that is really important for people to realize that where they're exposed. Number one, and this is something you're going to talk about, is they can change the rules on you, the business, which they're doing, and so you can either suck it up and deal with it or not. But what's worse, Jay, is you can wake up one morning and they've made one little tweak that you don't think is a big deal, but your customers are ticked off about it, and they just go away.
That's
you can
right.
wake up one morning and all these people that you've been nurturing on Facebook, they're now have disappeared. What do you think?
Or even if it wasn't a tweak to the system itself or a scandal. I mean, if you think about the guy who was the co-founder and CEO of Firefox, who recently, which is a browser software, it's like Chrome
right.
or Safari, who recently resigned in this big embroilio about gay marriage and gay rights and things like that. So all of a sudden, you know, wow, just because the leader of this company, it's a long way of saying, you know, what if something bad happened to Mark Zuckerberg and
right.
people said, I don't want to be on Facebook anymore because I don't want to support that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now what do you do?
That's exactly right. And so So this comes, we keep coming back, folks. And you know, Jay, when I started talking about things like this, when I started seeing things like this 6 years ago, you can imagine the heat I took for this. Because there were people who were declaring themselves social media experts, and this was their world, their baby. Boy, and I took some real smoke off of saying, you know, out of being such a heretic about this.
Yeah. Well, no, but let's also acknowledge the fact that and we'll talk about kind of what specifically to do about Facebook today, but in general, you have to do it, right? What Jim and I are saying is that keep your eyes open.
Yeah.
But you have to be on Facebook. Right?
I never said don't have.
You got 1.2 billion people there.
That's right.
There's no substitute, right? Yeah, there's no substitute for that. What I tell people is it's the new Yellow Pages. You may not like it. You may not think it's the best thing ever, but you kind of have to do it.
That's exactly right. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk about what Facebook's up to with Jay Baer after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.